to today's Crop Report conference call. I'm Rachel Schwatkin, and I'll be your moderator. Today's commentary is provided by Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group. Thank you, Jack, for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary. I would like to remind you, opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not MGX. Nothing should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representatives. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. With that, I'll turn it over to Jack.
Well, thank you very much, and as usual, USDA did throw us some curveballs, even though most of the trade was expecting a pretty neutral report. We did get some surprises, especially on the demand side and especially over in the corn and wheat. Demand for both those crops raised a lot more than anybody had really anticipated, and wheat especially up very strong, up about 7-8 cents as we speak right now, just based off of these reports as well. I'm still kind of digging into the numbers a little bit, but I saw that the world estimates for wheat also came down. Definitely a good sign for wheat bulls, because it's been a market where we've been seeing a steady increase in production and ending stocks estimates on a world basis for a while. So for us to have that type of change here and start to see a decrease in world production and ending stocks estimates is friendly to the market longer term. And then when you look at the 150 million bushel increase in export demand going directly against ending stocks estimates, cut down in the ending stocks estimates, does highlight the USDA is fairly optimistic about our demand. And given that we have a reasonably tight scenario as we speak right now, I think that that's probably a good sign that maybe we've seen a low in the market and we can see the market work higher. The corn, the direction of the move to increase demand and cut ending stocks estimate was not a surprise. The magnitude, 150 million bushels worth, was a surprise. And I think especially a surprise was that it came all on the export side, really nothing on the domestic side. And that came right on down to ending stocks estimates, too. So a friendly report there. At the end of the day, though, we're still looking at comfortable supplies of corn at the end of the year. We're looking at something north of scrambles around to try and get these numbers out. We're still looking just under 1.5 billion bushels or 1.481 billion bushels. So even though it was below the trade guesses and actually below the average, even the range of guesses, we're seeing the market react in only kind of a blasé way. Plus, once you get up towards the 450 area or even above that area, you're going to see massive quantities of selling, I think, from the part of the farmer. I know a lot of producers are kind of eyeballing that type of price level to start letting supplies go. They've already let some supplies go at cheaper prices, but they really want 450, 460 for the bulk of it. The biggest disappointment of the market here today was the soybean ending stocks estimates, which really did not change at all. USDA did increase export demand by 15 million bushels, pretty much as expected, but they took that all out of residual demand, a little bit of a surprise there, as our domestic demand has been really pretty strong throughout as well. And they also said that we're going to import 5 million more bushels, I think pretty much from Canada. So all in all, that was probably the fact that they didn't lower the ending stocks estimate has created some selling in through here. Looking ahead to the soy complex, I think we're going to be looking directly at Brazil and Argentina here, staring us right in the face. And even though we've been talking a little bit about hot, dry weather, especially in eastern Brazil, which has been happening, there are some forecasts for some rains to come in towards the end of this week. And if those rains come, that will help quite a bit with the production potential. I think that the drier weather does allow for harvesting. So even my best estimators down there in Brazil were talking 93 million tons a couple of weeks ago. Now with this hot and dry weather, they've cut production estimates down towards 90 million tons, but that's still a lot of soybeans. And USDA also cut the world ending the production data for Argentina. Actually, they left it alone, they left that alone, which I think is a little bit of a surprise. I think people were looking for about a 53.5 million ton production estimate out of Argentina. So all in all, the soybean supply demand report really didn't have anything to help the bulls out here today. And I suspect that it could be about time to start considering the other side of soybeans, sell side of soybeans here for the next few weeks as we start getting more and more into the Brazil harvest. Also, we'll start wondering exactly what's going to happen with the USDA outlook reports and their baseline projections that will come out a week before that report. So a whole lot of stuff that could really kind of turn the market starting to come at us here pretty soon. Looking at the charts, soybeans, the March soybeans did make a run above 1320. We're at pretty high prices right now, so I'm not too sure with these reports the way they are that we're all that justified in taking bean prices up a whole lot more, and perhaps that's what the market's trying to reflect right now. 1340 is the number I was talking about in the March. We did briefly breached those 1339 type highs and really couldn't find anything with them. So I think we're going to, just from that point alone, the price action's been a little disappointing. And if we keep it down here for another hour or so, then we might start to see some get-me-out type selling near the close of the day. Don't know what else to tell you. I think the price action is pretty much telling you exactly how the market was viewing the reports, and I think generally the surprise is going to be the fact that we had we didn't have nearly as bullish bean report as we expected. On the other hand, the corn and wheat reports were a lot more bullish than anybody expected.
Andrea, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Do you think that changes to the dollar index are going to have any impact on U.S. exports of commodities?
Of course, they have that chance. USDA doesn't seem to think so, which is probably the more important thing. And I guess if the dollar index continues to firm up, of course that makes it harder for us to sell. But we've been trying our damnedest to stay very price competitive anyway, and we're getting a ton of help from the Canadians this year who have all those logistical problems with Canadian National, Canadian Pacific. Really, we're expecting that with those continued problems up in Canada, we got a real chance to capture some of that higher quality business that would normally flow to Canada, and I think that's a little bit about what USDA is saying in their reports here today. So, of course, anytime you see the U.S. Dollar rally against all the other major currencies in the world, that's going to impact your demand. But I guess personally I don't really see that happening. I think personally when you look at the dollar index, we're probably trapped in about a range here for the short term, and we may even weaken up, which could really help our export possibilities.
Do you have a follow-up question, Andrea?
Any thoughts on why corn and wheat exports are as strong as they are?
Well, the wheat exports have been strong, A, because of the Canadian situation, and B, because of Argentina, where we've been selling a lot of wheat this year has been down to Brazil. And we've really done a lot of that business. And as long as the Argentines have trouble exporting wheat, and the Argentine government makes it very difficult on the producers to sell anything without and make a buck, we're going to continue to do that business. And the Argentine government has indicated they're going to kind of ladle out the wheat, and a lot of that will, in fact, go to Brazil, but there's still going to be plenty of fill-in loads that need to be done, and we're going to do some of that business. We'll also do some of the Asian business for the high-quality wheat, that would normally go to Canada. In fact, some of that's being switched down here already, and I think that's what's going on there. As far as the corn, I think our prices are just cheap enough. Honestly, at $4 to $4.50, we can do corn business. That's pretty obvious.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, Andrea? Dan, do you have a question?
Sure. Jack, you mentioned the USDA next week will be throwing out some projections on planting and other things like that. Any thoughts from you on planted acres? I know a lot of people seem to be leaning towards more soybeans. Do you think that will be realized, or could things change up here in the next month or two?
I think that's a good question, and we'll find out a little bit more here down the road. Personally, though, it does look like these guys want to plant soybeans down here. They're more impressed with the potential for demand for the soybeans right now. The corn's been kind of a weak sister for them for quite a while, and I think that they're more interested in planting soybeans than they are for corn. I think, though, that we're going to see there's going to be a lot of acreage this year because of all the prevent plant from last year, and the release of some of the conservation acres back into production as well. So I think we'll see. I think we could have a chance to see increases with both. But I think the producer, no matter where he is, knowing that there's a lot of Chinese and other Asian demand for soybeans already built into the market, is more than happy to produce soybeans. I think he feels like he has a little better chance for a better price. He said he's struggling to make money with the corn market this year, so even though I think we can see more corn acres just because we're going to see more acres, I think you'll see the percentage of planted acreage skewed more towards beans. I don't think we've seen anything to change that yet. We're still kind of even the new crop, kind of 2.5 to 1 on the ratio, soybeans over corn, and given today's relative costs, I think it's still indicates soybeans are probably the favorite in the mix.
Are there any members of the media that I may have missed that have a question for Jack? Okay, well, thank you all for your questions, and thank you to Jack for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this afternoon.